So we'll move into item number seven, land transaction. This is a briefing and public hearing and decision. So Julie.
Thank you, Commissioner, Chairman, Commissioners, Chairman and Director. For the record, my name is Julie Sandberg, Real Estate Services. We'll bring up our presentation here. You just heard kind of the beginning of the process, and today I have a transaction to bring to you that is a real hummer. It's the closure on the final phase of what will be a over 20,000 acre transaction. This property is the Grand Coulee Ranch LLC. This is phase three that I'm bringing forward to you today. It's in Douglas County, about 5 miles north of Grand Coulee Dam. It is 7,217 acres for this final phase, which will bring the total acquisition to over 20,000 acres. The first two phases were brought before you in 2014 and 2015. That's the light green area to the north of the red outlines. The two red outlines are the phase three. We have both river frontage as well as some more inland property, but the magnificence of this presentation is the shrub steppe habitat and the opportunity to protect and continue to restore Columbia sharptail grouse habitat. The funding is provided by our state funding, Recreation and Conservation Office, WWRP, as well as U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Section 6. 3 weeks ago, when I came before the commission, we had just heard that the capital budget had been passed. That's where the funding from the state came from to partner. We're moving quickly because we have an option that expires with the landowner. They see the end is in sight.
It's expiring.
The appraised value for this property is $3,103,310. Again, for the grouse populations that are struggling, they're endemic to this area, and right now they only exist in Okanagan, Douglas, and Lincoln counties. So this is a tremendous opportunity to maintain this habitat and continue to improve it. Again, we're focused on this critter, this prairie chicken, but the important thing is there is a recognized LEC site on the lower right-hand corner located on this Phase 3 property. It provides a variety of habitat on this property from the steep cliffs down to the river. There are riparian habitats, all necessary for the different lifestyle changes of this grouse species. It's not all about the grouse. We have sagebrush lizards, we have burrowing owls, and certainly population of mule deer. The opportunity to open up access to hunting and wildlife viewing, recreational opportunities in this area is tremendous. The annual estimated operation and maintenance costs for the property for this phase is $93,821. We have PR money, the federal money that helps support our O&M for this property. When we acquired phases one and two to create our latest wildlife area in the state, Big Bend Wildlife Area, we received increased PR funding to help support this effort. I would also like to comment that Douglas County Commissioner Steve Jenkins was going to be my partner in support of the presentation, but he's been over here working with the legislature and he's picked up a bug, so he wasn't unable to be here, but he's been a strong supporter. Won't say where he got the bug. He's been a tremendous supporter throughout this lengthy process. It was first approved in Lands 2020 in 2009, so we've come a long way, and this is a tremendous opportunity for the agency, and we look forward to celebrating a closing on this. Thank you.
Yes.
I just wanted to mention to my fellow commissioners that I've been, even though this is close to home, I've been not able to visit this land yet, and am very anxious to set foot on it. So I asked Regional Director Brown to look at organizing a field trip for us in association with our meeting in Wenatchee, because we'll be close. I was talking to Cynthia Wilkerson a little bit earlier, and we may be actually looking at a celebration grand opening or something like that in May. So that's another possibility for the field trip. I would highly encourage my fellow commissioners to come take a look at this fabulous land. Let's see, March, you may be a little bit more likely to see the chickens dancing. And just for your note, the chicken dance in the Indian fancy dancing in this area are plateau Indians based on the sharp-tailed grouse. It's a highly active grouse and really fun to watch, and you sort of recognize it if you've ever been to a powwow that they're dancing like the sharp tail. So anyway, I really hope that we can get a field trip either in association with our March meeting or with the opening celebration in May, and Cynthia will be working with the regional director on that.
An outing. We'd like an outing.
Yes.
I am one of the fortunate that have viewed this property, and it is spectacular. I agree with Commissioner Thornburn. Yeah. It's really a sight to see. I'm particularly excited about its access to the Columbia River and the proposal to create a boat ramp and water access into the future, which would be an important access to that section of the river with, you know, sport fishing in mind. But yes, I would encourage any of us to view this property. It's a very, very spectacular and impressive piece. And I have to say too that I've had conversation with Commissioner Jensen on this, Jenkins, and it's refreshing to see a county commissioner that is so thrilled about a property acquisition like this, and he's been a great partner.
Yeah, great. I look forward to seeing that. There were no public comment. There was no public comment on this for today. So this is a decision, right?
Yes.
Yes. So we have. Do we have a motion?
I think I'll let Commissioner Thorburn.
I would move to approve the proposed land transaction as presented.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.